Bust and Loose Baseball,
hosted by Grant Paulson
and Toby Altizer,
gives you in-depth analytics
and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital.
Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Couple of interviews we got for you. We'll start with Daylen Lyle. We talked about his debut. We caught up with him in spring training, thought he was really, really impressive to talk to and someone that really stood out from our time down in West Palm. Here's our conversation with Daylen Lyle. Daylen Lyle joining us here at spring training. First of all, these spring breakouts are a pretty cool opportunity for you guys. You've been able to show off some tools and some traits, obviously taking part in big league camp as well. How do you feel like the experience has gone overall this March?
It's been going real good. It's been awesome being around these guys, learning from them, playing with guys I've got drafted with, and just coming up through the system has been awesome.
I mean, you're in this corner of the clubhouse that Dylan Cruz is here last year. Brady's still over here, but James Wood was over here. Now they're over in that corner with the big leaguers. Does that kind of give you some inspiration that you want to be with those guys soon?
Yeah, it gives me motivation every day because obviously we push each other. We always compete against each other to drive the best and get the best out of each other. So, yeah, it's definitely motivation.
I've long been a fan of getting to watch you in the minors, but I got to say, when you went first to third, I think it was the other night, I had no idea how fast you were. And I was asking Andrew on the show yesterday, Andrew Pinckney, who I thought was maybe the fastest guy in the system, like who can give him a run for his money speed-wise, and he named you. I mean, is that an area of your game that maybe gets slept on a little bit? Like, how fast are you?
I mean, I'm pretty fast. That's one thing I can't say that I'm confident about. If me and Andrew was to race, I mean, it would be pretty close. But, yeah, I feel like that's one part of my game that gets overlooked. And just trying to show people that I do have speed, that I can play every spot in the outfield, too.
Is that something, like, ultimately where you think you could steal a bunch of bags? Or is that more functional in terms of first to third outfield and maybe the stolen bases won't be as big a part of the game?
I mean, I feel like it's for every aspect of the game, on the bases and first step in outfield, my routes, just showing them that I can play all three spots in outfield as well.
Who are some guys you're kind of picking their brain on hitting, defense, whatever it may be?
So defensive-wise, I've been talking to J.Y., obviously Gold Glover, just talking to him about little things, just like first step, drop step, the routes, and then hitting-wise, I've just been picking like the older guys' brains, like Josh Bell, Paul DeJong, you know, guys that's been there and has a lot of years and experience.
You've played all three outfield spots, as you mentioned. I mean, do you work at all three each day, or like the day that you're playing one, do you get your reads there? How does that work?
So like whenever I see the lineup, I'll see where I'm playing in the outfield, and then during BP, I'll get my reps there.
You someone that sets goals for yourself that you're writing them down, or you kind of process or like what's your terms, like how do you achieve what you want to achieve?
So I wrote all my goals down for 2025 in my notes, a bunch with like other quotes that I like that I live by, and it's actually my lock screen, so I'm always looking at it every day and trying to achieve those goals and make sure I'm living by those quotes.
Give us one of the quotes you like. I always like inspirational quotes.
Just prove them wrong. Prove them who Daylen Lyle is, and that I know what kind of player I am, and soon people are going to realize that I am the five-tool player.
Who are some of the guys you looked to growing up?
From a hitting aspect, I would say Michael Brantley. I always get that comp.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, I love Michael Brantley, just how he's under the radar, but, I mean, he's played like 11 years in the bigs, and to me, I think he's one of the best hitters to come out of the game.
Daylen Lyle of the Nationals, a couple moments left. So for you, as you get started this year, you know, you obviously set your individual goals, but how do you stay, like, mentally healthy, I guess, when you've got the young outfield that you do in the big leagues and then the competition with your buddies like Pinckney and you know, Elijah and so many of the other top outfielders in the system, Robert, like just knowing you're all competing, but you might be competing for jobs with 30 teams too.
Just doing what I need to do every day, just getting better each and every day, and just doing what I need to do to take care of myself, and I know that everything's going to take care of itself whenever I just do what I need to do.
What's something you've learned about yourself as a player in this last year?
I would say like the middle part of the game, because I'm very hard on myself, and I've given myself grace to take the good with the bad and stay even keeled, because this game is hard. So I would say the middle aspect of the game.
Grant, he's a really impressive kid, and seeing his speed on display and something that really stood out, you know, that we played the Robert Hassel interview on our last pod. If you missed that, you can go back and check that out. I thought he was really, really impressive. But then also talking to a guy like a Daylen Lyle, who's not had quite the experience of a Robert Hassel, but to see him shoot through the system this year has been really cool to see.
Yeah, he probably wasn't going to get to the big leagues faster than he did, but remember that he missed a ton of time right off the bat recovering from TJ, and then he ended up making up for lost time here this year, because I think realistically they probably opened the season thinking, all right, let's get him to AAA around the midway point, and then he was just so good at AA that he forced their hand. And I think we forget, but sometimes the players dictate, you know, when it's time. And then with back-to-back injuries to outfielders, you know, Hassel's already been called up, you're next. I think there was consideration to calling him up when they called up Hassel, to be honest. And Robert, just kind of lifetime achievement, you know, had been on a heater, had a big day the day before anyway. You know, he deserved it. But I think they were kind of curious, what would Hassel look like? Or excuse me, Lyle look like in the big leagues right now? And then they got to do that the next day.
Final interview that we have for you before Saturday's game. Had a chance to catch up with Nationals ace Mackenzie Gore. Here's my conversation with Mackenzie.
Toby Altizer out of Nationals Park with Nationals starting pitcher Mackenzie Gore. Mackenzie, how would you characterize your season so far?
I think we've done a lot of good things. You know, still early, still a lot of baseball left, and we just got to keep moving forward and getting ready for the next one.
I know you think of yourself as a power pitcher, strikeout pitcher. How cool is it? I don't know how much you look at this, but sitting and last week of May, you're at the top of the league in strikeouts. How cool is that?
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I mean, you know, it means you're doing a lot of good things. It's just you want to be there at the end of September. So, but, you know, we're off to a good start, and we're just going to build off this momentum.
Does it feel like you've taken a step? I mean, in terms of on-field results, we've seen you have good results in the past, but it seems like this year maybe there's been another step. Does it feel like that to you?
Look, you always want to continue to get better. After every season, you look at things that were, you know, were good and bad and kind of take it into the next year. So, yeah, like I said, we're off to a good start, and there's still things we can get better at, and just keep moving forward.
What are some of those things you want to improve on as the season continues?
There's a lot of things, and, you know, I'm not going to get too specifics, but, you look at it, especially after 10 starts, what did we do well, what could we do better, and if it's winning a certain count or throwing certain pitches and certain counts or little things like that, because, you know, the league will start to adjust. Just continuing to look into that with the staff here and just where we're prepared each time out.
How cool is it to see all these young guys as a part of this team? Obviously, yourself and CJ have now established yourself as veterans on this team, which is crazy to think about because you haven't been in the bigs that long. But James Wood and Hassel made his debut. Lyle made his debut. How cool is it to see the young guys come up here?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, James is a really good player. And seeing these other guys, you know, be able to get an opportunity the last week or so. But, it's been good. We got a good group. We got to continue to figure out how to win games consistently. We've done a lot better job of that last week. Just continue to get better as a group and figuring out how to win consistently.
Yeah, how difficult is that, figuring out how to win? Because, you know, you've had success, and these guys have had success in the minors and even at the major league level. But how do you characterize that, taking that next step so that you're winning ball games at this level?
Yeah, I think winning is – figuring out how to win consistently is more figuring out how to not beat yourself. And I think there's another level we can get to of beating ourselves and doing every fundamental thing right. And when you do that, this game is kind of crazy. You win. So we just got to continue to learn from our mistakes, learn from when we win, and keep doing that. And I think we're going to be all right.
I want to ask you about that start in Baltimore. It was one of the weirdest lines I've seen, where you didn't maybe last as long as you'd like, but you still struck out 9 batters, only gave up the 2 runs despite a lot of base runners. Is that one where you feel like you can see some growth from yourself, where maybe in the past it wouldn't have ended with just the 2 runs, but in this one you're able to get out of there and keep the team in the ballgame?
I don't know. I guess you could probably say that. We just kind of were going one pitch at a time. I felt like I was throwing the ball well. We had over 20 swings and misses in under four innings. We had 30-ish foul balls, and we threw like 70-something strikes. So it was a strange outing when you kind of got under the hood. But, yeah, I mean, it's just sometimes – this is a crazy game. We play so many games, and just when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. So, yeah, it was one of those weird ones, but we were able to keep us in the game, and it was a gutsy win, and it kind of got us going because everybody had to contribute. So, yeah, it was a strange one.
Just a couple more, talking with National starting pitcher Mackenzie Gore. What are some of the things that you're looking at in between starts? Are you just looking ahead? You're looking at kind of what some of the numbers were on your pitches, or what are you trying to work on in between starts? Or is it kind of just go out there and try to do the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get ready for a different – usually. You get ready for a different group every time. So I understand who you're facing the next time out. And then, obviously, you got to be able to look at your start and see what you did well, see what you didn't. But you get ready for the next group and – kind of flush the last one.
Last one. When you're philosophically looking at a game plan, you're making something for, you know, whoever you're facing that day. How do you balance pitching to your strengths versus pitching away from a player's, you know, pitching to a player's weakness and pitching away from their strengths? How much do you focus on I got to be myself versus trying to beat that guy?
Yeah, I mean, your strengths are important, and knowing yourself is probably the most important thing in this league, and the good players know themselves the best. And but you need to know what the hitter's good at and what he wants to do at the plate. It's just part of being prepared, and just kind of when you're prepared, you're just more confident out there. So I think that's probably the easiest way to put it, is you want to know things just so you're prepared, and if you need to use them, you can go right to it.
Best of luck the rest of the year, man.
Thanks.
Grant, it feels like we've really seen him take that next step. I know he kind of tries to poo-poo some of the stuff, and he doesn't generally give you the most stuff in interviews with Mackenzie Gore, but I think overall you've seen him take that next step, and I think he understands it as well. I think he sees himself as an ace of this staff, and it feels like what he's done this season, he's taken that next step. That consistency has been more there this season, and I think mentally he's taken a next step to allow him to kind of match up with the stuff and his ability as a frontline kind of guy.
Yeah, I'd say there's one final leap for him to make, which will be consistently going into the seventh, maybe, right? Like to be a true number one. But we talked about this on the pod recently. You know, you're chasing some ghosts there. There's only a handful of guys, like a Tarek Skubal as an example, who just had a complete game shutty, who's got six more innings than Mackenzie Gore in the same number of starts. You know, the Garrett Crochet is a horse, right? And even he is, you know, five, six innings above Gore. I think the one outing where he didn't get out of the third or the fourth, whatever that was, kind of hurts him there, or else he'd be within three or four innings of these guys. But that is the only thing I'd say is you just want to make sure every time you pitch, you're going at least five, which he does. And occasionally you're going seven. And, you know, you look at big league strikeouts leaders right now. Skubal is going to win the Cy Young Award for a second straight year as 92. Mackenzie Gore's got 93. I mean, that speaks to the stuff, speaks to, you know, everything about the guy. He's got a 246 average against, and, you know, Yamamoto's around 239. And, you know, Jesus Luzardo has been great, is around 240. So I just think he's pitching among some of the best in the league. And there's a couple of edges to iron out, and then that 3.5 ERA is now, you know, 2.9.
The Nationals head out west for a six-game road trip. They'll have three in Seattle before they head to Arizona for three. We'll be back after the Mariners series. Just a quick look at the pitching matchups in Seattle. Mitchell Parker going to take on Logan Evans on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Trevor Williams will take on George Kirby. Kirby's only made one start so far this season. That'll be his second. And then Mackenzie Gore back on the hill on Thursday, taking on Emerson Hancock. So only facing one of the top Mariners arms, which should be a good series for some late night Nationals out in Seattle. For Grant Paulson, I'm Toby Altizer. Thanks for listening to Bustin' Loose Baseball. Make sure you like and subscribe. Do all the podcasty things. Leave us a comment. We'll make sure to read them on future episodes. Nats head out west. Hopefully they can get some wins out in Seattle. Enjoy Nats baseball.